I'm Lisa Prather, and welcome to The Voice of Health with our host, Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, where lives are changed every day through the natural approach to healthcare. We're talking today about decompression therapy. Very helpful treatment.
Yes, we are very excited about having it, and we're getting some amazing results.
Yeah, well, let's talk first about what conditions does decompression help with?
Well, one of the biggest things is a protruding disc, which is causing sciatica. Of course, that's an extremely painful type of a condition, and oftentimes medically is treated surgically. And, of course, not having surgery and being able to get the relief on that is a huge plus. It's a non-invasive type of a treatment where, you know, what you're doing is basically unloading the disc. So as you get that bulge disc and you take off the pressure off of that disc, then it gives it a chance to decompress. And as it decompresses, then you get a tremendous amount of relief of pain. So you're talking about disc injuries. You're also talking about degeneration in the disc. So if you have disc degeneration, which is causing issues along those lines, it doesn't have to be actually inflamed or bulged, but just a degeneration of the disc, you can actually help to heal that up and to get some changes in that by doing also decompression. And then also unloading the joints. If you have a facet problem, this can actually help to take off some of the pressure off of there and get some excellent changes. So anytime that you're trying to get pressure off of the joints of the disc, decompression is the way to go.
Well, let's talk about, you use terms like facet problems. What is a facet problem?
Facets, those are the joints in the spine that, in other words, they are the articulations, the areas that the vertebrae above and the vertebrae below actually connect. So you have three different ways that you can actually have a connection. One, you've got the disc that sits on top of the vertebral body. And then you've got the posterior portion of the vertebrae, which connects through the facets. So anytime that there's some degeneration, some inflammation in through there, and you can pull them apart, you get some pretty excellent relief. And if you can do that on a regular basis, then that can make a huge difference.
And the disc is like, would you say, how would you describe the disc between the vertebrae, like a cushion or a...
Yeah, that's an excellent thing. It would be sort of like a jelly-filled donut. Is a good way to put it.
That sounds good.
Yeah. Early in the morning, a jelly-filled donut sounds excellent.
So we have a dozen jelly-filled donuts in our spine.
So there's a cartilaginous material around it that holds a jelly material inside. And if there's a tear or if there's an inflammation in there, that can bulge out. And you can actually push that jelly material more towards the outside, and that can cause a lot of inflammation close to that nerve.
What is that called when the disc is pushed out?
Well, there are several different ways that you can look at it. There's a bulge, there's a protrusion, and then there's actually a disc herniation where it's actually completely torn through. And then you actually get disc material outside into the spinal canal. That is a surgical procedure at that point. But
what,
most of the time
it's a herniated disc?
Yeah, it's the herniated disc where it's actually protruded outside of the material.
Oh, okay. That can't be helped through?
Yeah, usually if you have disc material outside that's floating around in the spinal cord, that should just be removed.
Oh, okay.
So if there's a situation along those lines, then we actually recommend surgery. If it is just a bulge disc, a protruded disc, usually surgery isn't necessary.
You mentioned sciatica too. What is that, and how does decompression help?
Well, sciatica is an inflammation of the sciatic nerve, and oftentimes that is actually caused by the disc, you know, or inflammation in through there. Pressure from the facets where it causes some inflammation on that particular nerve. And that's an innervation of the L5-S1 nerves is usually what makes up the sciatic nerve. So you're looking at problems in the joints down in the lower spine. So as you can get that decompressed, then that usually helps. Usually what you can, a good way to kind of think about this is if you have a pain in the back and you lay down and it starts to feel better, then usually decompression will actually help.
Oh, interesting. So how about the neck? Can it help the neck?
Absolutely. You can have the same thing up in the neck where you have a bulge disc, where you have facet problems, decompression in through the cervical spine. And you can actually get some excellent results by doing some decompression along those lines.
Any other conditions that are helped through the decompression table?
Those are the basic ones that you're looking for.
Okay. How about risks? Are there any risks using it?
Well, one of the things that you are looking for on the most important thing as you're doing decompression is make sure that the person is actually a candidate for that.
Mm-hmm.
There are different types of orthopedic neurological tests that you can do to determine that, but one of the things that's pretty easy just to figure it out is just give a pull. In other words, if you get some relief by stretching out the back or the neck, then that's usually a great candidate for decompression.
Mm-hmm. Now, is it different than traction?
Yes. The decompression is a different way of doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Where you have traction where, you know, somebody said, well, you know, maybe I could just hang upside down.
Oh, the inversion tables.
Yeah, sort of like an inversion type of thing,
or
you can just
different?
Pull on your head or something like that. And can't I just do that instead of getting the decompression? And there is actually a difference on that. When we are doing decompression, one, we put you in a certain type of a position that has much more benefits. Oftentimes, you can actually do different types of, like, the inversion table. And certain types of conditions would actually be very, very irritated by that. Facet problems usually are irritated along those lines.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas with a decompression, it's a different type of a force. One, you need to determine exactly the position that the person's put in. So there's a whole process of finding out on what type of angle you actually take it. And I've even had patients who, as they were going through their treatments, actually we changed their angles of decompression mm-hmm. to get the best results.
And there'll be a testimony later on in the show of someone that started out on her side,
mm-hmm.
you know, different positions depending on where they are in care.
Sure, and that was a case of actually having two different disc problems.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's an evaluation, and it's a very precise type of a position that you need to put them on to get the proper change in the whatever, you know, whether you're working on the disc or the facets, to try to get the relief on that. So positioning is very important. And then also it's not just a pull, a straight pull. It's a timed, more of a pumping.
Mm-hmm.
Of the,
it's not a constant pull.
It's not a constant pull because that's a different quality and you get different types of results with that. We even vary the amount of pull, the amount of pressure that you actually use to get different types of benefits. You also use different types of intervals between rest. So there's a pull, there's a which is a decompression, and then there's a release, then there's a pull again, and that timing and how much pressure you use and the position that you put in the person is really what you're looking at for the therapeutic benefits.
Mm-hmm.
So there's an awful lot involved in that. You need to oftentimes, you know, if you're dealing with a disc, have an MRI so that you know the position of the disc. You need to do different types of tests to determine which angle you need to put them at. You need to know the amount of curve in the lumbar spine, the position of the sacrum. So there's a tremendous amount of involvement in the evaluation of how you actually work with a patient to get those types of results.
I know some people say, well, can I get on the rack today? It doesn't look like that, right?
No. And not the same thing. The advancement on the understanding of where this was and where it is now is completely different. And no, you actually can't get the same results with traction as you can with decompression. There is a definite difference on the two. And we do have different procedures for each case.
Mm. When we come back, let's talk about the results that we see from the decompression treatment. You can win a free 60-minute massage in a relaxing spa at the Prather Practice. Each month, we have a drawing to give away a free massage to one of our lucky Facebook and Twitter fans. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. The Voice of Health Wellness Tip with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice.
If you have a properly functioning immune system, you will not develop cancer. If your immune system is weakened and it's not functioning properly, and you can tell that through lab tests, which we do, then you have a problem going on.
Well, and your immune system can be weakened and you not get sick. People will say, well, I never get sick.
Two reasons why you never get sick. One, you have an amazing immune system that fights off everything. People in the middle are the ones who get sick. Or you can have an extremely weakened immune system, and the immune system doesn't respond when a virus or a bacteria attack. When people get sick, it's because of a response of the body. It's not the virus or the bacteria that's doing that. It's because the body is mobilized and you get a fever because the body's producing the white blood cells to protect you. But we have people who are so, actually it's not that unusual, people who are so lowered on their immune system that the body doesn't respond. Mm-hmm. So they're not responding to infections. That's sort of a red flag for us, especially if their immune system is showing up on their blood work as a problem. And I said, oh, that's even more of a problem.
Right.
So now you're not even responding, and you're probably not even responding to cancer cells either. And that's when things take off, because the body, it has a very specific type of a system that will tag cancer cells, because everybody has cancer cells. It's whether your immune system is killing them or not. And one of the things is we can see an immune stress within the gut. So that's one of the factors that we're looking for when we do the stool kit, mm-hmm. is how is the immune system? Is the immune system under stress? Are things going well in the gut? One of the things that kicks off cancer, you've got the oxygenation, you've got the immune system, and then the toxicity levels. You have to have a toxic cell to be able to develop cancer. And what controls and gets rid of the toxins in the body? It's the liver. We can look at liver enzymes and see that they're not functioning as they should, either too high or too low, and the liver isn't properly functioning. Matter of fact, if we palpate the liver is always sore,
mm-hmm.
in those cases. If that is occurring, your chances of getting cancer are much, much greater. They used to have cancer clinics that all they would do is clean out the liver, and they had an extremely high success rate. Now, were they treating the cancer? No. Detoxing the liver, getting the immune system up, and getting the oxygenation where it needs to be are all things that are structure function based. In other words, we are making the body healthier, and the body is taking care of the cancer at that point. We're not treating the cancer directly, but liver enzymes and keeping a nice healthy liver is one of the critical things. If you have cancer and if you're trying to prevent cancer or prevent cancer from coming back, it's absolutely important.
Schedule your appointment at the Prather Practice, 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. The Prather Practice, restoring hope.
I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't.
You're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, the most comprehensive wellness center in the Midwest. We're talking today about decompression therapy. And I like how you described it, Dr. Prather, on unloading mm-hmm. at the disc. It's different than traction, correct?
It is. There's a different effect. There's more of a pumping action, which has a lot of different types of effects. There's muscular effects, because what they call, I'm trying not to get too technical here, and, but there's a change actually in the proprioception of the muscles, nociceptors is what they're called, and so there's a change in the musculature in the body. There's a change in the amount of blood flow that starts going to the disc. There's a fluid exchange that occurs with that pumping action.
Mm-hmm.
There is a release on the facets themselves. So you can get some very nice changes and actually start to get some healing properties taking place, mm-hmm. As you pump that. One of the things is that there's the nutritionals to the cartilage It doesn't have a direct blood supply. There's more of a synovial fluid. So there's an absorption through the fluid around there of the nutrients that the disc actually needs. Mm-hmm. So that actually helps to increase that. An example of that would be I had a gentleman who basically, I don't even know if he had 2 degrees motion in his neck.
That means he could barely move his neck.
He could barely move his neck, and he didn't have any pain with it, but there was a tremendous amount of tension in through there.
Uh-huh.
There was a tremendous amount of arthritis. So I said, you know, you would be a great candidate for the decompression. And he was like, well, you know, I've done traction before. Mm-hmm. And it just more irritated it than anything else. I really didn't get any benefit. And I said, well, this is different. So what I told him to do is let's give this a try for about 6 sessions and see how that works. And so we started him out on that, and he said he could really tell the difference. And as I was checking his neck, he actually was more at 15 degrees of motion than, you know, just mm-hmm. less than 5. And so he did a total of 20 treatments on the cervical spine, and now every time that I check him, which is about once a month, as I check his range of motion, it's actually improved.
Wow.
So it set up a whole chain of events where there was some healing that actually took place in the neck. It wasn't really a pain situation for him, but it was a degenerative neck.
Right, and now he can, you know, when he backs up his car,
right.
he can actually turn his
He can
neck.
Actually turn it. Yeah, that's what uh-huh. he's really excited about. And so there was what we were doing on that was we were trying to get some fluid, some reversal of the health of the neck,
uh-huh.
you know, and what was going on in him. You can do the same thing in the low back where you have a tremendous amount of degeneration. You do the decompression in there and you do it properly and you can get some excellent changes.
Yeah, I mean, when you think about all the pressure that your spine takes, you know.
Yes. And then the body gets into a cycle. You know, there's the catabolic and anabolic cycle that the body is into, and each organ or each part of the body can be in that. And he was caught up in a cycle where he was getting worse and worse and worse.
Mm-hmm.
And by doing this treatment and then doing some exercises along with it, the exercises alone wouldn't have worked.
Mm-hmm.
But we did the decompression, which simulated the body into more of a healing mode. And then with the exercises, everything he did to follow up on it, he's continuing to get better. Mm-hmm. So he's actually reversing his aging process.
Would you say that the decompression is accumulative? Is it?
Oh, yes, yes. You start to see the benefit, you know, at different points. It takes about 6 to start to see the initial benefit. You mm-hmm. know, because we always say, well, let's give it, you know, 6 times, see how that starts to help. And usually about that time, they can start to see the difference,
mm-hmm.
you know, and they really want to stay with it. And usually we get the full benefit more about 20, mm-hmm. 20 visits.
20 visits.
And then we, you know, then we let the body start to take over from there.
Mm-hmm.
So we had a condition where there was a lot of decompression. We had a patient who came in. And she had actually tried decompression elsewhere.
Uh-huh.
And they had her set up wrong.
Uh-huh.
And it actually increased the pain.
Yeah, you know, you need to know what you're doing.
Yeah.
Right?
So you're talking about any types of risks. Well, the risk is basically with the
clinician.
Who's actually working with that. So you need to be trained. You need to understand what's going on, understand the biomechanics. Because if you do it wrong, you can make it worse.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, this person had a tremendous amount of sciatic pain and low back pain. As they were set up for it, it was in the wrong position and immediately made it worse.
Mm-hmm.
So very hesitant
uh-huh.
the first time that we got her. You know, she was saying this was not a good thing the first time I had it done.
Actually, I know you were talking about, and she'll be sharing her testimony here
yeah,
at the,
and,
the last segment of our show today.
And I said, well, that's because it was set up wrong.
Mm-hmm.
You know, according to her, the MRI, you could see the pattern on that. Put it out right, and she got up and she says, oh, Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, but I remember she's very hesitant that first time.
And
yeah.
it's you cannot do that same thing with traction. Traction is more of a general type of a, it's not a specific treatment. It's not as specified, you know, as the decompression. Decompression is much more of an art.
Right. And you were talking about the pumping. It's, what it is it's not a consistent pulling. Right.
Correct.
Unloading.
Correct. And you're not going to get the same results if it's just, you know, just a pull. It's that pumping action that, changes in the muscle proprioceptions, the joints, the fluid exchanges. Decompression is much more than just a traction.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about what areas of the body. You've talked about the low back, the neck.
And those are the most common. You can actually still do the dorsals.
So dorsals are thoracic area.
Yes, around the chest and the back. You can
that
actually
must be a chiropractic term. I always think of a fin when you say dorsals. I don't know why.
And then you can actually do knees. You can also do elbows. So there are other different types of joints that you can also do along those lines and get a lot of the same type of benefit. And again, it's a working and it's a healing of the joints. So one of the things that occurs is our joints can become one of two ways. They can be extremely inflamed, which causes a severe amount of pain, or they can become degenerative, like an arthritic type of condition. And in the both of those types of situations, the decompression can be extremely beneficial, because as you do the high inflammation, in not every single case, and there are ways of doing the different types of checks we were talking about. What are the, you know, are there any risks? Well, yes, if you do it wrong, people aren't happy with you. And there are certain conditions that are really inflamed that would be contraindicated. So if you have a disc that's bulged and it's below, it's actually hitting the nerve in the wrong way, and you pull on it, you're just going to irritate it. So again, that's why an MRI can be extremely helpful and important in that type of situation.
Will a patient that uses the decompression table feel better right away?
It's usually more of a, you're looking at about, I tell people about, give it about six visits, but you should definitely not feel worse.
Right.
So, you know, I'm checking the patient and, you know, as we even set them up for the position, once we've got them into the proper position, as I'm checking their back and their leg or whatever's giving a problem, you can feel a relaxation. So first you need to get the proper position. And then as you do the pull, oftentimes I'll go up there and be checking, like if it's a sciatic nerve, check the sciatic nerve. And you can actually feel, you know, as I go and palpate the sciatic nerve, as the pull takes place and there's a relaxation, they say, oh, you know, as I poke on it, no, that isn't as sore. You know, they can't really tell at that position. But with what I'm doing and rechecking on that, they go, okay, yeah, I can feel that. So there is, you know, we're checking it on a constant type of basis and make sure that we're getting the type of results that we expect to, which is quite rewarding. And it's different than an adjustment. You know, it's a totally different type of a treatment that we had not had before. And we're seeing some excellent results on some types of cases that, you know, we had gotten them much better, but we didn't have that component into our practice that that this patient actually needed.
Can, you know, I'm thinking that decompression and the unloading and decompressing.
Right.
Do patients get taller?
Surprisingly, actually, yes. One of the patients who had it done with actually both cervical and lumbar, because they were so compressed on that, that they said, you know, my wife said that I'm a little taller. And if you do actually measure them, there is a change, because you start to build up that disc. As we age, we lose about an inch and a half
wow.
in our height. Okay. You know, as we get to that
right,
degeneration.
Right, because they start compressing.
And they start compressing. So if you can
those
keep
jelly
that,
donuts.
Those jelly donuts. And, you know, it's not a bad thing. I'm, you know, thinking about maybe getting on there a couple times a year just to kind of keep me at...
So you don't make it taller than you, right?
So, you know, it does... It's surprising, but yes, it does actually change the height just somewhat, you know, because you're trying to keep... You're trying to renew the joint. Mm-hmm. You're trying to take down the inflammation, or you're trying to get some regeneration going on within the disc space.
Okay. Well, when we come back, let's talk about, does insurance cover it? What's the cost?
Listen to the Voice of Health Radio on your smartphone or tablet on all of the top radio apps available. TuneIn Radio, Stitcher, and iHeartRadio. You can find these apps and more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather.
Laughter is the best medicine.
I was on the Today Show, Al Roker. Here's Joan Rivers, and she's 78 years young. And you want to go, and here's Al Roker, and he's 320 pounds thin. Edit off. I have to thank, because I had a very bad cold. I flew over. And I want to thank Dr. Bernard Schwartz from Harley Street, because he got me well this morning. I came in, I said, yeah, I can't do the show. And he said, coffee enemas. And I can never go back to Starbucks, but the point is...
A special message from the DTS Weight Loss Center at the Prather Practice.
Are you tired of making the same weight loss resolution only to end up right back where you started? Let the professionals at DTS Weight Loss Center take all the frustration out of dieting. Our nutritionists and wellness coaches know what works for every body type and can develop a plan specific to your needs throughout your medically supervised program. Make the change by visiting us online at DTSweightLossCenter.com. Dedicate. Transform. Succeed.
When you call the Prather Practice to schedule your appointment at our DTS Weight Loss Center, mention the Voice of Health radio show and you'll receive a free initial consultation plus a free body composition analysis. 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. The DTS Weight Loss Center at the Prather Practice. Dedicate, transform, succeed.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case.
I'm Lisa Prather, and you're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, where we get to the root cause of your health issue.
We're talking today about decompression therapy. We know we use actually a table called the Kennedy table.
It's my favorite.
Yeah. Why did you choose that? Because there's a lot of other tables out there for decompression.
He's the expert. Mm-hmm. He's a very, very smart gentleman, and this is sort of his baby that he really worked on, had gotten into it when it first came out.
And he does the training, which was nice.
And he does the training.
He can be funny, too.
He's hilarious. very dry sense of humor, very smart gentleman.
Would you call it sarcastic?
I really like it. Uh-huh. But he's very down to earth, honest, and he was trying to figure out exactly what is working and what is not. And he's done a tremendous amount of research, written a lot of papers. There's no doubt that in my mind that he is the expert.
Yeah, we have other products from him, the lumbar stabilizer. Our people love that one. other products that are really effective.
Very effective. He's very, very good, and he was very involved in the development of this table.
His name's on it.
He had gone through all the others and saw what was missing. And has done more decompression on people than anybody else in the United States. So he found out what was missing. Matter of fact, when decompression first came out, I saw a lot of the variabilities in there, mm-hmm. and really didn't think that it was something that I wanted to spend my time on, because there were too many things that weren't real clear on how that was. And he's really solved and answered all my questions for me.
Is that why it took us a while to get one?
Yes. You know, this is something that is a newer table. Uh-huh. It's only been out in the last couple of years. And it is by far has really, I feel very comfortable mm-hmm. with the training and with the effectiveness of this particular table. I feel that I can bring that to my patients.
Well, let's talk about cost. First of all, is this decompression covered by insurance?
It is not. Decompression is not considered a covered service. It's still considered investigational. Mm-hmm. And I understand that because the science of that and working out all the kinks is something that's brand new. You know, mm-hmm. I would agree with their evaluation before. It really wasn't clear on the effectiveness. That's why I hadn't introduced it before. But the effectiveness now is pretty irrefutable. So mm-hmm. I wouldn't be surprised if eventually the insurance companies start covering it because it's so much cheaper and so much more effective
than surgery. I don't think they cover those kind of things. Sorry.
It makes you wonder.
Oh, it does.
But surgery, you know, from all the research that they're doing right now, is just not an effective means of long-term type of results.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas, you know, if the Kaiser Foundation has made chiropractic and these types of workings the standard for low back and sciatica problems. They were just finding too many expenses and too many failed back surgeries to continue that. So they've switched more over to this type of a system. And those companies that want to save money and want to be effective and have better outcomes are going to be switching along these lines.
Interesting. So what's the cost for a treatment?
The cost is $50.
Mm-hmm.
We start out with a series of six. You know, I always tell people let's commit to six, but I'm going to be checking it in each time. And when we come up to the six, I said, well, you know, I think that this was pretty effective. What do you think?
Mm-hmm.
Is this something that you want to continue with? And at this point, everyone has said yes. You know, it is like, wow, you know, we've gone through the adjustments, we've done acupuncture, we've done a lot of different types of things, and we're really thrilled with our results, but I can really tell a difference mm-hmm. with the decompression that I just wasn't getting with, you know, even the exercises or anything else.
Well, I know one of our patients, she's a big line dancer and wasn't able to do line dancing and did the decompression treatment.
Sure.
I was line dancing with her last night. It was fun. She's in her 70s, and she was out there showing me what to do.
Sure. So, again, I'm just real excited about what we've got going on and recommend it. If you want to, you know, get out of pain and get some results, that would be something definitely to
check
on.
And who wouldn't want to get out of pain? Are there people?
And then also, if you want to be younger, it's amazing how much the degeneration in your back and neck can really hamper mm-hmm. who and what you do. So, you know, if you're looking for those types of things and want better joint health and have different types of problems, then getting into the decompression is just a smart way to go.
And how long is the treatment once you're on the table?
Treatment is just 12 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's not something that takes a long time. There's absolutely no pain with it. Shouldn't be.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a definite change afterwards. So yeah. I can tell the difference. And after about six visits, people can really start to see the changes.
What does the table look like? And, you know, I tease and people, you know. People say the rack. Can I get on the rack?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like you're being stretched at opposite ends.
It's actually a rather pleasant table.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's pleasing to the eye, and it's not like, you know, big hooks or anything like that.
It's a nice segmental.
Belt. Uh-huh. Yeah, there's a nice belt that goes around you. It's got a pretty blue color. It's comfortable. People actually say, oh, yeah, I think this is, yeah, I can actually sleep on this.
Well, actually, we tighten the belt because you have to tighten it really tight. In fact, I have to, you know, you guys have to tighten it. I can't tighten it tight enough. I got to work on that upper arm strength. And they said, well, it's so tight. Can I lose weight on this?
Definitely a nice little corset.
Yeah, corset. That's good.
Yeah. Uh-huh. It is a good description of that.
Oh, and I, you know, I heard someone the other day snoring on it, you know?
Yeah, you can't expect too
you
much.
You could get a nice 12-minute nap.
Yeah. Nice power nap.
So we talked about kind of how it looks. It's not painful and should not be painful.
No.
Correct.
Correct.
And
you should be able to feel a difference.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's the nice thing about it.
Right away.
Long-term types of results can really start to really accumulate. And it's an ongoing type of thing. It actually stimulates the body to start healing itself.
Mm.
That's the nice thing about it.
Okay, well, next up we'll be talking to Becky. We'll be giving her story on her care here, and part of that was the decompression treatment. Never miss an episode of The Voice of Health so that you can stay informed and empowered about your health. Get a podcast of our show automatically delivered to you every week by signing up for our show on iTunes. You can find that link on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. And don't forget, thevoiceofhealthradio.com has complete archives of all of our past episodes with an audio library of information to help you add more life to your years and more years to your life. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. The Voice of Health Wellness Tip with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice. Dr. Prather, there was a major study by an insurance company that focused on the healthcare model you use in your office. What were the results of that study?
It actually was quite a seismic finding. I like that term.
Yeah.
Blue Cross Blue Shield of Illinois. It's a Chicago-based health maintenance organization. The group has 600,000 enrolled members. So they took about 10,000 of those and put them in with chiropractors who are trained in the structure-function model. Mm. Now, not all chiropractors are trained in the structure-function model. These gentlemen actually got the same type of training that I had.
Okay.
And they were the primary care physicians. After 5 years, they had startling results.
Mm.
They had a reduction of 60.2% in hospital admissions.
Wow.
They had 59% reduction in hospital days.
Mm-hmm.
They had a 62% reduction in outpatient surgeries and procedures. And a remarkable 85% reduction in pharmaceutical costs.
Wow.
This resulted in a total savings in the first 5 years of 40% over all the other primary care physicians.
40%.
40% reduction. If you can imagine that we could reduce our healthcare costs across the board by 40%.
And get those kind of results.
And there were 80% less reactions. There was a reduction in lawsuits.
Mm-hmm.
There was a reduction in everything. Plus, the people were much, much healthier and much more satisfied.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The interesting thing is that the specialists, the cardiologist, the oncologist, the gastroenterologist, all the specialists, as they were asked to rate the difference in the two different models.
Mm-hmm.
They gave the structure-function model as the primary care coming in a 96% satisfaction rating, and they gave the disease model as primary care a 40%. The results are indisputable.
Schedule your appointment at the Prather Practice, 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. The Prather Practice, restoring hope. You're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of The Prather Practice, where our mission is restoring hope to our patients. Today, we're joined by a special guest, Becky, to share her story. Becky has made a great commitment to her care, driving all the way from Illinois to be here. Becky, what first brought you to the Prather practice?
I sneezed and I blew my back out really, really bad. And it was bad. My husband had to help me to the couch and I couldn't stand up. And so I went around home for a while, and I even went to have an epidural shot in St. Louis, but nothing was helping. And so my mother put out on Facebook, who knows someone who can help my daughter with back issues? And two separate friends of ours sent her this number and said, you need to come and see Dr. Prather. He can help you out.
That's a neat story, because you're a three-hour drive from our clinic, and I remember the first time you came in. You're a tall gal. Are you 5'10"? 5'11"?
6 foot.
6 foot, okay. 6 foot, but you were bent over almost at a 90-degree angle. And you said this came from a sneeze, and no pun intended, you said blew out my back. But you really blew things out. Which can happen, and I know you were having some twinges, you said before, and then the sneeze just, and that happens, really did you in. And so when you came to us, what other things, you said you tried an epidural, were there other things you tried and just not working, and how long was it from this time you sneezed till the time you came to see us?
We had tried a few things. I had gone to a local chiropractor for a week, but that was before I had an MRI, so he wasn't able to see, you know, what was really going on internally. And so he tried adjusting, and you know, he said, I'm not pushing it because I'm just not able to get what you need. And so I did get the MRI, and I in St. Louis, and it showed bulging and
herniated,
thank you, discs on three or four of my lower lumbar discs. So I went to a orthopedic surgeon place and saw a PA in Clayton, and they did an epidural shot for the pain. But the problem was it didn't work, and not only did it not work, but it caused damage to my tissue. So, and I still wasn't straightening up. Daily activities were almost impossible. I remember I had my mother-in-law's birthday, and I was making her a cake, and I couldn't stand to do it. I had to put the mixer on the floor and sit and do the mixer. So it probably took a month, 5 weeks before we got the information about coming here. And then I came here at the beginning of August and have been here weekly ever since.
Yeah, and you have a 2-year-old daughter. You couldn't lift, you know, at that time. And so initially, you were coming in 5 days a week, correct?
Yes.
And because you were coming all the way from Illinois, you needed to find a place to stay, but very committed to care. And it was very slow. Kind of tell people what Dr. Prather found, you know, on the examination with you, and what treatment was like at first.
Okay. Yeah, when I first came, everything I did had to be accommodated in that when I came, Dr. Prather did adjustments, but I couldn't lay down on the table like you normally would. I had to lay on my side because only until really recently was I able to lay flat. And so that was a big day in rehab when we finally could do all the exercises and adjustments as they're supposed to be done. So I would lie on the table on my side. And Dr. Prather actually got down on the floor behind me to do the adjustments. He can wiggle and move whichever way he needs to help you in whatever your situation is. So he did that for a long time. And then we would do acupuncture daily. And then I did decompression. And I have to say I was afraid of that at first.
I remember, yeah.
Because I had it done once before I had an MRI, and so when the doctor from back home put me on the table, he didn't realize my injuries, and he put me on the wrong direction, and it did make things worse. And so I was afraid to get on the decompression table at first, but Dr. Prather figured out how to put me on my side the way I was able to do at that time, and adjusted the straps around my hip and got everything going on one side. I did have several issues that we had to deal with at different times because we couldn't do everything at once because some discs were going inward and some were going outward. And so it was a really, really slow process, but they made all the adjustments that I needed so that I was able to get treatment and get better.
And no pun intended there. They made all the adjustments. But I remember that day when you were starting the decompression. And that's what we're talking today about on the show, is the decompression. We had to put you on your side at first. Mm-hmm. And that was for a while. You were on your side till you
Weeks.
Could go on your...
It
yeah.
Was.
Yeah. And the ideal is... for your issue is to have you on your stomach, and you're there now doing the decompression, and that was a big day. But we were able to just take it real gentle, and with you, we took things very slow. I remember even the rehab. Let's talk a little bit about that. You know, we really had to be real slow on that, and I'll let you tell about that.
Okay, yeah. Well, the day that I was finally able to lie down on the floor, I think we all cheered because that was a really big day. And so I did the decompression the way you're supposed to, and that was great. That never be afraid of that machine because it, as long as it's done right, it is wonderful.
And then, you're 6'1 now.
Yeah, and I'm 6'1 instead of 5'2 or whatever I think I was for a while. Yeah. And so we do rehab, and Dr. Prather gave those directions, and Lisa and Mark have both helped me with that. And we do planks have been the best for my issue to strengthen the core. And so that has started out slow, but I'm building up, and today Mark and I rejoiced a little bit because I did them longer than I had been. And then we do posture sits to help that, and practice breathing to help all those issues and to let the inflammation relax in my back and everything. So it's going a lot better.
You know, I know listeners out there might know of someone or themselves that have back issues or pain issues. And you've been treated for 3 months, and, you know, you've been very patient, diligent. You've been following up with the program. Initially, you had to stay here a week. You know, you missed your two-year-old daughter. You have a wonderful husband. Now you're down to 2 days a week. You're coming, just having to stay one night. And you're also a teacher, so you haven't been back all year. But let's talk about that, where you're at now.
Yeah, when I first started, I was going 5 days a week, and so I would come up Monday, spend the night, do rehab Monday, Tuesday, go home Tuesday, come back Wednesday, do the same thing again Wednesday, Thursday, and then come up and back on Friday. And so that was a huge, huge commitment. And then like Lisa said, we were down to 3 days, and now I'm down to 2 days. So I just stay the night and do Monday, Tuesday. And as far as Doc said this morning, we'll be doing about 4 more weeks with this same program 2 days a week, and I will be going back to work for the first time the week of December 1st. So, yeah, I will finally meet my students that week.
That's exciting. And I've just admired your cheerfulness through all this, too, because you were in a lot of pain. What would you say to someone out there that... it's going through what you're going through. How would you encourage them?
Definitely come here and stick with it. It was a long process. And at the beginning in August, I thought, oh, man. I mean, I was even counting days, and I'm like, okay, 87 days where I'm still looking at my feet, you know, 93 yeah. days, and I still see my feet. And then, it was slow. But my brother has back issues, too, and he's had two surgeries. And and there's no success story there. He still has pain all the time. And so I knew that wasn't the route for me, and I wanted to check somewhere first. Mm-hmm. See if there was anything to do. And I loved at the beginning at Dr. Prather, I was pretty discouraged when I first came. Mm-hmm. And I am an upbeat, positive
yes,
person.
You are.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So he gave a reassuring pat, and he said, I can help you, but if I can't, I will tell you. Mm-hmm. You know, and so I thought, okay, this is definitely the place I'm supposed to be. Mm-hmm. And they just kept encouraging me on the way through. And I've met some of the best people here.
You have friends. I do.
So I think if I ever move here, I might just, you know, get a job or be the greeter here,
because
I really enjoy my time here.
Oh. Well, thank you, Becky. You've been a joy. We are going to miss you around here when you're gone, but that's part of our job here, is to get you at a point where you don't need us. And so thank you for your persistence, your patience, your cheerfulness. You have made a lot of friends here. I know you're on Facebook with them. You've gone out to lunch with them while you're here. Thank you again.
Thank you.
Well, we just really enjoyed one, interviewing Becky, and then even more having her as a patient. She's just a delight, and bless her heart, she was just in a world of she came over from Illinois.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and with a little one, and it's a teaching position, but she had tried quite a few different types of treatments and trying different types of services that just did not work out well for her at all. So she had been recommended to come here, mm-hmm. and came, and we were able to get things pretty well solved for her. And that's what makes it so gratifying to do what we do.
Uh-huh.
You know,
how did you help her? She always had a positive attitude, and she was so committed to her care. How did you keep encouraging her?
It's knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she didn't understand what was going on.
Educating her.
Yeah, if you don't know, you know, why you have the problem, what is happening?
What's going on?
And what are we doing about it? What is the course of treatment? And that's the main thing that I needed to do with her. First, I had to help her to understand what she had.
Mm-hmm.
Two, why the treatments that she had before didn't work. Why what I was going to do was actually going to work. She really didn't necessarily understand what I was saying, but I sounded pretty confident. Like I actually knew what I was talking about, and that there was and she said, okay, I think I understand, but it sounds like you do know what's going on. And,
mm-hmm.
and you know, if you have that reassurance that you're in good hands, that actually helps with the pain right there.
Well, and you said two or three bulging discs.
Yes. It was a very complicated type of case. And one was posterior and one was lateral, and they were contraindicated. So having to understand how to work with that was a big key.
Now, if you think she didn't find the right care like she has, what would have happened?
Oh, it wouldn't have been. I mean, she would have wound up in surgery, and this was not a good surgical candidate.
Mm-hmm.
I would say that she would have been much worse off mm-hmm. having surgery, even though that would have been probably their only hope.
And that's not what happened.
That's
not the result.
What happened.
It's exciting, and she'll be going back to work. And
no, I know.
Yeah,
back to her family and back.
And
to
now
the
she said
girl.
It's her husband's turn. He's coming in for.
Oh, excellent! I'm looking forward to that.
All right. Well, thank you, Dr. Prather, as always. The Prather Practice is located at 8902 North Meridian Street on the north side of Indianapolis, just south of the I-465 loop. If we can help you to achieve better health, we'd love to hear from you.
Connect with our office at 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Join us again here next week or anytime on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com for The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather.